Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right. www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, Brown, Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
Go run and tell the DJ. Hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world. Good night.
Welcome back, Brown Sugar Radio Law listeners. It's another exciting segment here on Blog Talk. We are the live show on the internet. And tonight we have an exclusive guest. I just want to let all of you know that this sister right here is moving and shaking. She's got some great things happening, and you know that I'm very selective with the guests that arrive on Brown Sugar Radio. And so I'm honored tonight to have this very talented young lady on the line tonight. But before I bring her live, y'all know how I get down. I'd like to tell you a little history about our guests. All right. Now, Francesca Fedler, also known as Fancy, owns Redbone Enterprises, which also publishes Swag Her magazine. She was born in Macomb, Mississippi, all right, but then she moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after graduating from Southwest Mississippi Community College, and she had obtained a science in marketing and management, all right? And so this sister here has got some great things going because her magazine is designed to empower women. And you know that I'm all about empowering one another, especially women, being a woman myself. And I love it because she has two major categories in the magazine. One of them is go-getters. Then the other one, she has grinders. And so she's going to tell us tonight how she launched this awesome project that she has, because everything in there from beauty, fashion, health, she has it all going on in Swag Her magazine. I want to introduce to some and present to others Francesca Fedler. Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. I want to say, girlfriend, you have it going on. You see, I got tongue twisted with some of the stuff you got going on, girl, but you know what? You handling your business, okay?
Thank you.
You are doing it. And, I mean, you know what? We had actually met on Twitter. I love Twitter. Twitter is just, it's awesome how the technology they have today. But I was inspired because you have also a feature for the successful, professional black woman. And that is what intrigued me to have you as a guest on the show, because I'm all about empowering one another. But on Brown Sugar Radio, our focus is to embrace and to uplift the African-American community. And so I found it necessary to have you on the show, especially with everything that's going on now in the economy. I said, what a better way than to have an entrepreneur, you know, that's out here doing her thing, and you're making something that is going to change the lifestyle of so many wonderful women. And so I have so many questions for you, and I want to first ask you in regards to are you still right now currently in Louisiana? Let me ask you that, because I know you said you moved there.
Yes, I'm still there. I'm still here.
Okay, good. That's what I want to make sure, because with a market for African Americans, you know what I mean? Do you find it to be what's the word I want to say, a benefit, or do you find it more challenging coming out of Louisiana?
For the most part, I see it kind of as a benefit because I don't really, there really aren't as many magazines like mine in the South. But at the same time, it is kind of a challenge because people, my friends here are a little different. I mean, you know, it's just sometimes we're just set in our ways, you know, so I've encountered some difficulties sometimes, maybe with trying to feature people in a magazine, and they're kind of feeling like, oh, well, no, this is just something published right here. You know, why would I want to do that? Or this isn't big enough. But I'm making a difference. You know, I'm going to work my way through it. I'm enjoying it either way. So it's a little of both, so.
I feel you. You know, I'm on the grind, too, with Brown Sugar Radio, so I feel you. You know, it's hard when you're not well known at that moment. You know what I mean? You're constantly, you know, putting yourself out there. You're marketing, you're networking, and you're doing what you have to do in order to gain the type of exposure that you need to go to the next level. So it's hard when you're in that middle ground area. You know, you know you deserve to have that recognition and to be amongst, you know, some of the best in your industry, but it's hard when you're brand new and you're trying to, you know what I'm saying, really just get that notoriety. So I feel it. Okay, we here. You know, but I wanted to support you because I think it's amazing what you're doing. It's fabulous that you have so much creativity. I mean, to put together a magazine in itself, that takes a ton of discipline, you know. And I want you to really go over as far as your special features with us tonight and let us know about the go-getters and the grinders section. You know what I mean? Because that right there, I mean, that's letting us know, hey, you want people that are movers and shakers that have dreams and want to go somewhere in life. So let us know about that and just tell us, you know, what inspired you to focus on that area.
I had another business.
Okay, we lost you there. Where area, if you could move, because I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now. Okay. I was like, oh, shucks, I lost her. Okay, we got you.
I'm sorry.
Please repeat what you just said. Okay.
I was saying that the magazine originally started, I started when I had another business. It was a
promotion. Uh-oh, Francesca, we lost you again. Fancy. Hello. Oh, shucks.
I'm sorry. It's these iPhones. I apologize. Okay. I'm actually on the road. I apologize.
No, that's okay. All right. Yeah, I can hear you now.
I was saying that I had another business. It was a promoting business. It didn't really take off too well, but I met a lot of women that I networked with, and they kind of became my mentors. And just I enjoy listening to their stories because, you know, I had a lot of difficulties with that business. And they would just sit down, you know, and tell me about times that they failed or what all they had to do and so on. And I realized I really enjoyed just those moments of just listening to them talk and, you know, knowing that other people have the same struggles. And that, I wanted to do something with that. You know, I enjoy listening to the stories, and they would always be like, you know, I ask if it was okay to discuss it with someone, you know, because I give it so much thought sometimes that I come back and ask them about them again. So, I love to read. I just thought, I don't know, the idea just came to me one day, like, hey, I could put together a magazine. I know it seems kind of, you know, you might be expecting more of a story, but that's just
right.
Really how it came about. But I wanted to have an urban theme, and so that's why the sections, can you hear me still? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you know, I feel you on that because that's why Brown Sugar Radio was so important to me, you know, and I wanted something that was ethnic, something that was, you know, relatable to our community, something that was uplifting and not degrading or destroying it, tearing it down. You know, you want to embody where you came from, you know, and so I commend you for that, you know, taking the time out to uplift something that you believe in and something you're proud of. And I can see your work. I can see that you're dedicated, you're focused, and this is something that, you know, you're really passionate about in regards to making it happen, you know. And I like the fact that you also now, I was reading here, you discovered a new career as a video journalist. Tell us a little bit about that.
The main sections of the magazine, which you were just speaking of, Go Getters and Grinders, those two sections, for the first two issues, they were in video format. There wasn't print there. There was just the pictures in the video format, whereas I actually sat down and interviewed the women live. But for the third issue, which is this one in November, I actually did a print article this time. I'm still trying to decide how I like it. I'd be glad, you know, I was very grateful for some feedback if the, you know, viewers were to tell me which one they prefer better. But for the most part, I'm still kind of thinking I'm going to continue with the videos and maybe just put the print somewhere else. I was just trying it out that time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But I think that's, you know, a part of self development and just growing and learning. You know what I'm saying? You're evolving and you're discovering what it is that it takes in order for you to be successful.
I was going to say, it's actually funny because I was actually trying to avoid the print there, though, to be honest. And my camera wasn't working when I sat down with CJ Domino, the author. So I had to actually take notes, and I was so worried about the story. I was scared to let her read it. And she was like, it was so good. You know, she was like, why you didn't say anything? But I was just kind of insecure about writing a piece that big, you know, knowing this wasn't really just something I had originally set out to do. But I am a math homemaker. I have some writing experience. And then, you know, I've been writing for years, but I was just nervous about it. So I just took a leap, and everyone was like, it was good, though. So
I know that's right. And that's how you learn, you know what I mean, through trial and error. And I think that, you know, just as a writer, that it takes a tremendous amount of focus. You know what I mean? You have to be in that place to really go deep and to let your readers know, you know what I mean, that you're in touch with them. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
You know, one of the fascinating things that I was discovering as I was learning more about you through your autobiography is that you had experience being an exotic dancer and, you know, balancing that with motherhood and being a businesswoman. You know, let us know, I mean, what was it like? Were you trying to work through getting through college? You know what I'm saying? I think you have an awesome success story because, you know, one of the stereotypes is that any woman that's a dancer or entertainer usually doesn't end up to be much. Or you know how it is, girlfriend. Let's just keep it real. They label, they have negative, you know, they criticize.
Yeah,
it's negative thoughts.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm sorry. One second. Okay. As I was trying to say, I originally started dancing when I moved to Baton Rouge. I had took a marketing job after graduating from a community college, and the job was kind of like, I'm not going to say it was a scam, but I had no idea marketing was going to be that way, and you know, it was like straight commission-based. I was doing a lot of driving back and forth, and I started having financial problems. And so that's how I started dancing, because I needed to be able to, you know, continue to stay in Baton Rouge. And that's actually, to me, the dancing experience, it's been, just kind of a constant conflict within myself. You know, because, you know, people do have so many viewpoints on it, and they make a lot of statements, you know, and so sometimes I begin to, you know, question my worth, myself, and so on, listening to others, and I think that's why I took to the women that I've interviewed so well, you know, because it just really fascinated me. I was like, to see, for one, just a whole different type of woman. I mean, I grew up in a household where my mother and I, we were close, but at the same time, I was never comfortable with talking with her about a lot of things. And so that's kind of like in a magazine, I now talk to these women. You know, I want them to tell me those things that I could ask her, I can talk to my mom about. I did a lot of reading, and that's kind of how I learned how to be a woman, but there were still some errors in that. You know, I see that in my ways now. Maybe had I actually spoken with someone about it, it would have been different. But I to see all of that, and then I mean, I see the women in the club, and I see how a lot of them are, and I'm just like, I thought I had it bad, but, you know, a lot of these women have had it worse. And to be honest, though I have a magazine, I've never actually tried to talk to any of them about it, though I feel like I should, because some of them, you know, they have no dreams, no goals whatsoever, and it just bothers me that a person could be that way. But
right.
Seeing a little of both, I mean, I feel like that's one reason why the magazine itself is different, because I can go on either side of the fence. You know, I could just as easily just, you know, say, hey, I'm not a dancer. I've always been a little good girl. Everybody thought I was. Or, you know, at the same time, I've been there with the others, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is what I admire. This is what I admire about you. You mind if I call you Fancy? I see you go by Fancy.
Yeah,
all right. We gonna be comfortable, girl, on Brown Sugar Radio, okay? But I love the fact that you're honest and you're putting it out there to let others know that, listen, this is a choice that I made, but the choice was to help me. It was basically a stepping stone in order to help you to get to the next level in life. It wasn't something that you stayed in. It wasn't something that, you know, you tried to hide or make it a shameful act, but you did what you had to do. You know what I mean? Were you a mother at the time, like to feed your kids? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's different reasons. Right. You know what I mean? Why people do what they do, and I don't judge anybody. You know, that's one thing I've learned in life is that it is not my place to judge anyone because I don't know what you've been through. I don't know your story. But what I do know is that right now what you're doing with your life is phenomenal. You know, you're in a position where you can say, listen, this is where I was. I was struggling. And, you know, I also see you had an endeavor with a business partner while you were dancing, and that didn't go right. So you've had some ups and some downs. You know
yeah.
what it's like to fail forward to success, you know, and that's what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So I just said, hey, you know, my main focus is just to let people know to be encouraged. You know, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And by all means, I mean, honey, if you work at it here and you pursued your master's degree at Southern University, and that's
yeah.
wonderful. You know, you empowered yourself to become a better person. Fancy, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here. It's these woods out here. But, yes,
okay.
I was saying I'm working to get that master's now.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to know. Okay, you're working on your master's.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, girl. That's what I'm talking about, you see? So, I mean, everybody has different opportunities that they're presented with in life, and I just believe that a setback is a setup for a comeback. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree, most definitely.
Okay.
I've noticed just, you know, just like from dealing with different women, you know, everybody kind of has a past or a history or whatever. So that just inspires me too, though, because like I said, sometimes I have that comfort with myself. So I just want other women to know that, you know, don't just think that, you know, oh, I've done this and I've done that, so I can't do anything else. You know, that's very important. I try to stress that when I meet people.
Now, how long were you a dancer, Francie, if you don't mind me asking? And what did it take to get you out of that zone?
It has been, well, I mean, because actually you've been using the past tense, and I like to just be honest about things. I actually still dance.
Okay, all right, girl, that's right. Hey, keep it 100 with us, okay? All right,
I'm
so
just,
you.
I like that. So, I mean, it's
yeah,
been.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Originally, I was only planning to dance. When I first started, I said I was not going to dance more than 2 years. But I made 2 years October the 1st, and I was, like, really depressed. I was ready to retire then, and I had,
okay.
had just recently started the magazine then, but just the way things were working out, I mean, with me still trying to go to school, I was like, well, I'll just try to see, you know, if I can get, because I haven't implemented advertising in my magazine yet. I'm trying to make sure
okay.
I get it off the ground, so I took some time off work, and I'm just like, I just want to get that out of the way and then move along.
I know that's right.
But I really wanted to go ahead on either way and quit because I really want to kind of dabble with motivational speaking. I like to speak to teenage girls, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I know how things are nowadays. You know, you see things on the TV, on videos and so on, and, you know, you get this impression of this world, and a lot of other women have talked about it also, but I just think we can't stress that fast enough, you know.
Right, I hear you. You know what I'm saying? And so How is it juggling, you know, you have your magazine now that you are successfully publishing, and then you're dancing, and then you have children, you know, and you're in school, okay? So you got four or five different hats that you're juggling. You know what I'm saying? What's your secret to success?
Right now I would say not sleeping. It's probably not helping. It's not
okay.
Helping, but I'm just going because I know I'm just telling myself I'm going to rest one day once I get everything, you know, situated. And
That's it. Girl, look, when you are a natural-born hustler and you out there, you know what I'm saying, putting it together and making great things happen, you do what you got to do, and you just make it happen. It's crazy because I myself juggle a lot of hats. You know, I'm in school. I have my radio show, and then I have my full-time job, and then I have my children and their activities, and it's a lot, you know what I mean? And just trying to balance it all out, sometimes you can get overwhelmed. But through the grace of God, you know what I'm saying? I keep a sane mind because it's tough. You know, it's tough. And I just continue to, you know, just every morning get up and I pray and I ask God to lead me and to guide me and to show me what it is I need to do so that I can, you know what I'm saying, be successful and be productive. You know, we only have one set of 24 hours a day. And what we do with those 24 hours will certainly determine what's going to happen in the next few years. You know, so I ain't mad at you, girl, okay? I am not mad at you. And I think that as far as your magazine is going, I'm very, very proud of you because we need more, you know, positive and enlightening, you know, literature for us to read. And reading is something that I'm very, very strong. I feel very strongly about, especially in the African-American community. You know, the illiteracy rate is very high, you know, and it's something that saddens me deeply when you see that a lot of us don't know how to read or write, or, you know, if they do read, they don't know how to read clearly. Fantasia was a prime example, and I was so happy, you know, to see that when she went back to school and she did what she had to do, and I was glad that she didn't let what anyone else had to say about her discourage her from going back to school, you know. And so with a magazine, that's something that people have to be, you know, they have to take the time down. They have to read to know where you're coming from, you know. And I like the fact that it's a diverse magazine. You got a little bit of everything in there, you know, from, you know, entertainment industry. You have DJs, singers, bloggers, you know what I'm saying. Then you have the health, beauty, and fashion segment. And speaking of the DJs and the singers and the bloggers that you have on, that you have, excuse me, in your magazine, let us know as far as how to contact you, because I have a tremendous amount of listeners that are, you know, just across the board, you know, I have various types of listeners that are singers, dancers, actresses, makeup artists, whatever, you know. And so how can they contact you if they were interested in possibly either advertising or being featured in your magazine? Uh-oh. Fancy, we lost you again. Fancy, you there? Oh, shucks. Fancy. Oh, no. You guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. She's been having some problems with her phone. And I know how it is when you are traveling on a cell phone. Things happen. Jay Works, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. We have self-guided, and we have, is it GOG experience? We have a ton of anonymous listeners, all of our listeners via Facebook. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Oh, shucks. All right, y'all.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Woo, girl, I was like, we're going to go to a quick commercial break.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
we lost. I was trying to let you know.
Okay, go ahead. I said, oh,
I apologize.
Time for commercial break. Go ahead.
Oh, Okay, are we on?
Yep, we're live. I don't know if you heard me. I was saying that Brown Sugar Radio, we have a variety of, you know, different types of listeners. And I was asking you, how can they contact you in order to be featured in your magazine?
Okay, well, it's very easy to find me on Twitter, which is just @Swagger, that's SWAGHERMAG, MAG, and it's all one word. That's @SwaggerMag on Twitter. And then my email address is rather lengthy, but I apologize. That's Redbone, REDBONE, Enterprises, ENTERPRISES, @gmail.com. Or you can possibly find me on Facebook. My page is open. Or you can find the Swagger magazine page on Facebook. But if you'd like to find me on Facebook, that's Francesca Felder. And that's FRANCHESKA Felder, FELDER. I apologize. Everything is so long to spell. But any of those ways is fine. Like, anyone that contacts me, I'm going to contact you back, you know, and follow through with you.
Okay, good, because that is important that we continue to network and that we continue to, you know, spread the information in regards to supporting one another as business women and entrepreneurs. I find that teamwork makes the dream work. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Okay, so we're here for each other, and I definitely want to make sure that we support you. And so, listeners, please make sure you check out her Facebook, which is Swag Her, and that's SWAGHER, as she mentioned earlier. And so now I also see you have a blog spot. And I would like to certainly have you share as far as blogging. That's something that I've been interested in taking the opportunity to do. But I wanted to find out, how much dedication, honestly? I mean, I've heard good things and bad about blogging. You know, is it something you find, well, wait a minute, I got to remember, you're a writer, so you're going to love to write. Me, look, girl, I'm short and to the point. You feel me? I don't really like a whole lot of writing. But honestly, do you find it to be beneficial, you know, as far as blogging and gaining readers and so forth?
Well, it's been slow. I probably only have like 4 posts up. But my posts are always so lengthy. I mean, I was thinking about you saying you're short and to the point, and I will just go on and on. I want to give you every detail. But when people read them, though, people are always like, that was so good, you know. But I don't have a huge following or anything, but I find relief in it. And that's how I've been meeting other writers.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, what was it that got you interested in the blogging? You know, because I've been told you can make a ton of money with the blogging industry, and, you know, that's something that I find fascinating. It's just finding the time to actually sit down and write all that stuff. Girl, I barely get my subscription out, okay? And you have to be on it. You have to be
actually,
on the latest, you know, what's going on.
But I just blog about myself. So I'm not like getting any advertising off of it. I just really, because I like to write, and my hands, like, I don't know, I have problems with my hands. So I can't write for long periods of time by hand. So just being on a computer, I was like, okay. Well, I've been to the doctor once about it. It was years ago, and they just gave me some little pills, never really said anything. But, I mean, it's been this way for some time now. I don't know if it's carpal tunnel. I guess I've never complained about it to a doctor again.
Do you have to wear, like, a brace on your wrist?
No.
Okay. Because I have a girlfriend, she has carpal tunnel, and she has to wear a brace. That may help, like, whenever your wrist begins to start aching and hurting from writing so much,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you put a brace on there to support it, you know, that may help you in that area.
I didn't know that, because this even with, like, my fingers, you know.
Uh-huh.
So.
I'm sure that's very common, though, especially with writers, you know, because you're constantly, you know, using your rhythm. Even typing all the time can bring carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
So, you know, but okay. But, yes, I do have a few more questions for you because we lost a little bit of interview with your phone dropping and so forth. I just got to take a quick commercial break, Fancy. The listeners in the chat room, they're enjoying your show tonight, and I'm certainly sure that my archive listeners are going to take advantage of this information. And, you know, I want to get into now as far as you expressing your professional black women, you know, and how they conquered their dreams. First, I want to start with you, okay? When we come back, just share with us, you know, how you made your dream a reality as far as with Swagger Magazine, okay? So we'll certainly be right back. Oh, wait, I keep saying Swagger. It's Swag Her, okay?
it's
so
exactly
easy to say Swagger.
But, I mean, it's really the H is supposed to be more silent. And we just spelled it that way, you know, for it to look that way. But it's the still Swagger.
Okay, girl. All right. I want to make sure. You know what I mean? Girl.
That's fine.
Okay, look. I said, wait a minute. I'm tearing this name up. She got the H capitalized. All right. Well, we'll be right back, you guys. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and then we'll be right back with our special guest, Fancy, also known as Francesca Fedler, who owns Redbone Enterprises. And so she's doing it major. And, you know, the song, actually, that I'm going to select tonight is by Rich Girl, and it's called Swagger Right. So, hey, it fits perfectly, right, with Swagger Magazine, y'all. Keep it locked and loaded on your premier choice in internet radio. We'll be right back.
Rich girls, low soul, here we go.
Swagger opposite of left, money opposite of small. Being fly is a crime, then the cops will get a call. I can move through a room full of vultures knife, and I still turn heads, poltergeist. Rock a cold chain, neck full of scotia ice. You young boys should listen to me like adult advice. I can help you get your swag elevated. My look is copywritten, you can tell I made it. It should be celebrated, national holiday. I'm just doing me, I flash a few dollars, hey. My fashion's modern day, my passion's proper blade. Thug like Kenny with a splash of Alizé. I be with rich girls, you pay respect. And y'all ain't eating cause y'all probably couldn't pay the check. Swagger right, my sh** correct. Them boys go hard, my
I'm posted up right here. Gonna drop the line on me, on me. Did they play in my song? Better make a move on me.
Don't. I'm getting money, I can never be the same. New address, but the neighbors know my name. I confess, I'm addicted to your frame. It took a rich girl to come and set this plain. Pocket full of tokens as the camera lens focus, flyer in a falling star. I see your swagger need coaching. Follow your boy, no, not Twitter. Get that back, this ring, mine a whole lot glitter. Excuse me, bigger, Biggie, Jigger, Ricky, Rose, not Diamond, liquor, ringside fight, woo, late night Skype, woo, Cecilia, yours,
hey,
Mr. Swagger, right?
All right, so we are back, and we have Fancy on the line here, and so she's going to answer the second half of the interview because we lost quite a bit of time with her calls dropping earlier. But I wanted to, before we get started, there's a lot of anonymous guests in the chat box. I'd like to please encourage you to create a user account. It is complimentary, all right? And that way you can join us in the chat box, all right? So just if you want to do that briefly, and log Brown Sugar Radio and see a favorite. So just click on follow, and then you'll be notified every time we have a show, okay? All right. Let me take a look here at our chat box here. Okay, so go ahead, Fancy, if you can answer that question for us now in regards to how you made your dream a reality as far as for Swagger Magazine.
Basically, it's like one of the women, the second woman I interviewed, Carlin LeBlanc, she and I was just having a talk one day, and she just really got on me, and she was like, you know, if you want to do something, then you need to go ahead on and do it. And she gave me this speech about Jay-Z having his flyer thrown on the ground or something. And I don't know, I mean, she made me cry, and I was just like, she's never going to talk to me like this again. So, the following Monday, I mean, I thought over the weekend about, you know, I was thinking about what I wanted to do. And as I mentioned before, I knew I liked doing the interviews and so on. And I was like, I'm going to go ahead on and try to create that magazine. I just said, I'm going to do that. I told her I wanted to do it, and she was like, well, go ahead on and do it. And so I got my license and everything. And I actually got my license before I figured out how I was going to publish it. And as I did my research, I was seeing, you know, it would cost much more to try to print it. So the magazine is only online. And I found a reasonable site to publish through and just took it from there. I was still kind of, like, nervous. I had came up with some titles for the sections, and I let another mentor look over those. And, you know, she kind of, like, she looked over some of them. She was, like, suggesting, you know, maybe I try something different or things to go with or maybe change the name or whatever. And we just kind of took it from there. I had already been networking with a lot of different women. So, you know, whenever I met people, we would exchange business cards from my previous business. And by knowing a little bit of, you know, like I knew a hairdresser, I knew someone in fashion, and that just kind of brought people in. Well, actually, the woman who writes for the fashion section, Zayo Style, which is Javon Ayo, I met her at a fashion show. Like, she heard about the magazine while I was there. And she was, like, so eager to speak to me. She was telling me, you know, she could write a fashion segment. And so that's how I got my first writer. And then I found a doctor from Mississippi who was actually from the same town as I am. But he's actually he lives in Jackson. And I had never met him, but I just happened to run across him on Facebook, and I asked him about doing maybe a health segment. And he was, you know, he jumped right on it. He was like, he already had articles that we could use. And he was actually, he has a website of his own called Your Health Notes. That's the name of his site. And it's actually a good site. And then I just acquired another writer. She's going to start doing inspirational articles, Alicia Matthews. She's known as God's Glam Girl. So she just recently started a blog on the site as well. And we're going to start doing some restaurant reviews. I mean, it's just really like God is blessing me with, you know, just coming across these people at the right time. So
right.
I feel like it's going to be successful.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's a really good point that you're mentioning, you know, because what it does is it allows other entrepreneurs who want to start their own radio or rather magazine or blog, whatever be the case, you're laying the foundation for other success for women or men, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I've been meeting a lot of entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, do you attend, like, women expos or, you know, black women showcase, you know, different things of that nature to network?
I've been trying to. By me being in school and being still having to work, you know, I can't go so far. But whenever I'm free, whenever I can, I've even actually started, like, taking off from work, you know, just trying to make sure because I know that's going to benefit me in the long run. So whenever
absolutely.
I'm invited somewhere, I try to be there. And, I also use, you know, the social networking. That's a big plus for me as well.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, Twitter and Facebook, honey, those right there give you all kinds of exposure. I know that I've been using it for Brown Sugar Radio, and it's allowed me to expand and to have that visibility, you know, and to reach listeners all the way and from Thailand to Australia. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's amazing. So, I mean, girl, just keep doing what you do. I love to see black women doing positive things in the community, and I'm very, very proud of you, and I see you going far, and certainly, look, shout out Brown Sugar Radio, girl. You know, I was talking to you. I said, look, let's network, girl, so that I can get my spot on your magazine. You know what I'm saying?
And I got you. Just
right.
Stay with me on it. I'm serious.
Yeah. Okay, so let me know what you need. And for those of you, like I said, please follow her on Twitter. It's Swag Her Magazine. No, excuse me. It's Swag Her Mag. That's SWAGHERMAG. And then her Facebook is Swag Her, SWAGHER. You can probably even Google that, and I'm sure she'll pop up if you Google Swag Her Magazine. I keep saying Swag Her. Because that's how I look, so.
Okay.
Okay, girls.
But I appreciate you having me.
No problem. I'm glad that you were able to make it, and we made it through our little technical difficulties, but, hey, this is live radio. My listeners know.
Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, just keep in touch, and I'll see you on Twitter. You know, we're always tweeting back and forth, so.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, Fancy. Good night. Thank you. All right, so there she is, and she's doing her thing. I mean, owner of Redbone Enterprises, that is awesome. And so I'm very proud of, you know, a sister doing some positive things. And so, you know, I want to get into now a little bit of the devastation of two NBA players' divorces that have just really rocked my world. I was just floored yesterday when I found out that Eva Longoria has filed divorce from her husband, Tony Parker, after only 3 years of marriage. That really shocked me, honestly. I've really seen them being together for a long time. And I'm certainly keeping my prayers for their family, but I believe she filed today. And, you know, it's shocking. What are your thoughts? All our listeners in the chat room, tell me, what do you guys think of that? Did you see it coming? I mean, are you surprised? Tell me your feedback. It was alleged that Tony Parker was cheating on her with one of his teammates' wife, and another one was allegedly a long-term girlfriend that he was seeing either prior to her or at the same time as her. Who knows? I don't know all the details, but this is all allegedly, okay? Y'all know I got to be careful on radio, but, gosh, how sad, huh? And then the other shocking one was Steve Nash. Now, y'all know your girl, Brown Sugar, is a hardcore Phoenix Suns fan. And I am just mind blown with this one because not only did Steve Nash announce that him and his wife are receiving a divorce, but they also had a baby. So the same day that he announced the birth of his wife's name is, I think it's Alejandra. Is that how you say it in Spanish? Alejandra? Anyway, the same day that his wife gave birth to their son, he also had a press conference and announced his divorce. What's going on? Nash said in a statement to Life and Style magazine that he and his wife have lived separately for several months but remain committed to bringing up their children in the most positive and nurturing way possible. I'm just floored. I'm shocked. I'm hurt. You know, y'all know that I love me some Steve Nash. I mean, I was hurt when Stoudemire left. What's really going on? They also have two six-year-old twin daughters, Lola and Bella. Sad. So, that's just too much. I don't know. I'm just so frustrated because I'm like, my little sons are just being torn apart, y'all. I'm not excited about basketball like how I used to be. The whole team is just being destroyed, and now Nash probably won't be able to focus with all this drama going on. Things that make you go, So, also, speaking of Steve Nash, he has an organization. Y'all know I'm a plug it for him. That's my boy. Y'all want to check out stevenash.org, and he has an organization that he's put together where you can provide donations. Steve Nash began the foundation. He felt the need to try to help people, and he stated as a professional athlete, he's in a position where he's given the opportunity to really have an impact on his surroundings. And so he wanted to do something that's challenging but worthwhile. And so for those of you who want to donate money, you can certainly go to, as mentioned earlier, stevenash.org. It's full of various sponsors, and they have an online donation where you can provide money in order to help children that are less fortunate. Last year, it was reported that Steve assisted 192 children, you know, in order to give them a better life. And so I think that's awesome. He also helps to provide money, you know what I mean, for children that want to go to college, just all kind of different things. So check out that foundation that he's doing. Okay, I know y'all seen that butt whooping that the Miami Heat gave us. I know y'all seen that. That was horrible, wasn't it? Golly, days on the road, you got to be strong. So many of them just don't make it. What y'all talking about? Is it G? What is that? I have to read. Pro athletes are subjects to hordes of women knocking at the door. They know hard and long enough, sooner or later, one gets through. Oh, you mean the groupies? Is that what you're talking about, Gia G? Yeah. I know. That's tough. I don't know. That's a very hard life. I got to get one of the NFL wives or NBA wives on to Brown Sugar Radio. To see, you know, how do you deal with that? You know, women showing up with a trench coat on and butt naked at the games. I've heard all kind of stuff, throwing their panties and stuff all at their husbands. How do you deal with that? That's got to be crazy, you know? It's sad. But anyway, speaking of basketball, many of you know, on December 12th, the second season of Basketball Wives will be airing on VH1. And so y'all want to keep it locked because we do have some special guests that will be arriving on Brown Sugar Radio. And it's going to certainly be an awesome show for many of you that have been following the first season and that are highly anticipating the second season. We got some great things lined up on the show. Also, too, don't forget on Tuesday, we're going to have celebrity makeup artist Tierra come through and give us some beauty tips for those of you who want to look fabulous for Thanksgiving. Certainly you want to make sure y'all keep it locked on this upcoming Tuesday. And then Thursday is Thanksgiving. Please, please be safe. Be careful. Don't drink and drive, all right? And be safe if you live in weather that's ridiculous, okay? A lot of snow, black ice, you know, just be very, very safe. But I do wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving. That is a week from today. I'm sure many of you are grocery shopping. They got all kind of turkeys and all that stuff on sale. So y'all get it while you can, all right? So that's what's up. Also, too, we have on November 30th one of my high school classmates who actually is doing awesome things. This gentleman is a phenomenal track star in his own right. He has an organization that he's provided in order to help to encourage children to stay in school and to make something out of themselves. His name is Michael Walton. He'll be featured on Brown Sugar Radio on Tuesday, November 30th, after our Thanksgiving break. So I can't wait, you know, to have that opportunity to allow him to discuss how his life has changed, you know, and he's working with Al Joyner, and he also had the privilege of running in the Olympics and traveling, and so God's really blessing him, and we're going to have that for those of you who love track and field. Michael is the man for you, okay? So y'all definitely want to make sure that y'all mark that on your calendar. And then, like I said, we have a ton of wonderful celebrity guest surprises for December. Y'all know I always try to make sure that I pull something out, you know what I mean, that will wow my listeners. I got to keep y'all coming back, and I got to say also thank you all because I have the best listeners in the world. As you know, I always say Brown Sugar Radio would not be the same without you. So at this time, we're going to take a brief, quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back. We're going to close in the next few minutes. So y'all know that I have to get my motivational quote for the evening. So, all right, we will certainly be right back.
Yo, yo, what up, y'all? This your boy Jason Little on Brown Sugar Radio. Yeah! Brown Sugar, how you doing? Just let me know how you feel. If you need me to come through, babe, take care of all your needs. Just let me know, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah.
This is B-Swells on Brown Sugar Radio, 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 radio.
Yo, you know what this is, man. It's your boy Big Jig, a.k.a. the Talk of the Mid, man. The former BET 106 Apart Freestyle Friday champ, man. And I'm doing it real big right here with my homegirl Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. Yeah!
You're tuned in to your premier choice in internet radio, Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had? So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes? Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you
I am not a role model?
Hi, Chuck.
Seriously, what should I do?
Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser?
Did it for the money?
Ring?
Should I be who you want me to be?
Should I accept my role as a villain?
Maybe I should just disappear.
Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
He's got to deal with the heat, man. Be patient. After a while, the temperature drops, and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words.
You may cut me with your eyes.
But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the deck and start over? Coming through here!
What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
Fail at it, try again,
and do better the second time. All right, well, many of you know that you got to continue to stay tuned in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. We'll be in the same time, same place next Tuesday. Come back and join us live. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.